This is Gulf Coast Live from WGCU. I'm John Davis. Thanks for joining us. For today's edition of the program, we're joined in studio for the hour of conversation of live music by Naples guitarist and singer-songwriter Matt Walden. Matt's style captures a unique blend of catchy rhythms with his silky smooth vocals and songs often inspired by his personal experiences. But his lyrics explore these themes, from first kisses to failed relationships, in ways that are broadly relatable to his listening audience. Walden is just 23 years old and currently studying business marketing here at Florida Gulf Coast University, but he still finds the time to perform prolifically at venues in the Naples area and throughout Southwest Florida. He's also taken his music on the road, performing at coffee houses and other larger venues throughout the northeastern U.S. His first EP, titled Life, dropped in 2015 and reached number 7 on the iTunes singer-songwriter top album chart. His album Walden followed in 2016, and his latest EP Alive became available last year. His latest singles Superficial, Yellow Rose, and Milestone have all dropped this year. His music is available through Amazon Music, iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, and SoundCloud, and through his webpage, mattwaldenmusic.com. Matt Walden, welcome to Gulf Coast Live.
What's going on? Hi.
And a note to our listeners, today's conversation and performances were recorded live in our studio, but today's broadcast itself is not live, so we won't be taking calls from listeners today, but you can still get in touch with your comments and questions. We're on Facebook at WGCU Public Media and on Twitter at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. And first of all, Matt, you know, my introduction aside, how would you characterize the scope of styles and genres of music that you write and perform?
I don't like the box of genres, so it's definitely whatever I've been listening to, whatever I can pull it closer. I'm bad at this. No, I can't throw it in a box. It's definitely more of a whatever I've been listening to a lot of lately. I could write a country song, I could write a hip hop song, I could write a pop song. It all depends. I'm not a rapper. At that I will get out initially. Yes, no, I'm definitely not the best rapper, but I will dabble at quick poetry lines throughout songs. So,
And who would you say are some of your greatest musical influences, like either from, you know, early childhood or just other musicians who influence you today?
I think every musician. Mainly I'm influenced by like life.
Whoa.
That's probably me. Am I too close?
No, that was me. Sorry.
All good. Probably just life. I don't really have too many crazy musical influences. I just kind of take and pick and choose from everyone.
Well, let's just go back to the beginning. The guitar is clearly your primary instrument now, but is that where you started musically?
No, I didn't actually. The guitar was kind of a fluke. My mom was forcing me to take piano lessons at the age of 5.
Wow.
Yeah, and I hated it. It was torture. I thought, this is the worst thing ever. Why are you making me do this? And then, you know, I moved to guitar at like 13 and started picking that up because I was like, I can do this. This is what I want to do, you know, mm-hmm. thinking you know what's up. Mom didn't have to tell me how to do that one.
We'll come back to that in just a minute, but let's just jump right in and hear you perform. First off, tell us what you're going to be playing for us first, and tell us a little bit about the song by way of introduction.
Let's get the really cheesy pop song out of the way.
Okay.
So this one's called With You. I actually wrote it sitting out on my mom's back porch, and I just kind of wanted to write a happy, good vibe, kind of fun song that people could sing along during the summertime. So I was like, all right, let's do it. So it's called With You.
Baby, how you insecure with a face like yours? Oh girl, you got me dying. Baby, how you got that?
I don't know if I can say ass on the radio. Yeah, I had to ask, cause girl, you caught me trying.
But when you ask me how I'm doing on this Tuesday afternoon, I say I'm fine, but on my mind is how I'd rather be with you. I wanna be with you, 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 baby. I wanna be with you, 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 hey. You may like I climbed Mount Everest, or at least what's left of it. Cause damn girl, you're so hot. Oh! And you ask me time and time if I get jealous. Oh baby, this ain't The Exorcist. Cause I'm not possessive, no, no, no. But when you ask me how I'm doing on this Tuesday afternoon, I say I'm fine, but on my mind is how I'd rather be with you. I wanna be with you, 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 baby. I wanna be with you, 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 baby. I wanna be with you, 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 baby. Oh, I wanna be with you. Yeah, you can have your air and breathe it too. The very thought of you leaves me gasping, gasping. I figured it out, my heart is stolen. From the moment I met you, my love. Don't play those games with me. Yes, I know you'd rather be. I wanna be with you. I need to be with you, baby. I really, really, really wanna be with you. I wanna be with you. One, two, one, two. I wanna be with you, 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 baby. I wanna be with you, 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 baby. I wanna be with you, 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 baby. Oh, I wanna be with you.
All right, and if you were just bouncing along in your chair with me, that was Naples guitarist and singer-songwriter Matt Walden performing his song With You. And again, just want to remind listeners, today's show was recorded in advance, so we're not taking calls, but you can still get in touch with the show through Facebook at WGCU Public Media or on Twitter. We're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. I love that song. Oh,
thanks.
It's real fun. And again, back to, you know, early childhood here, piano lessons beginning at 5.
Yeah.
That's kind of militant. Do you come from a particularly musical family?
I don't. Well, I mean, as hobbies, I guess my mom took a couple of piano lessons when she was younger, and she learned, and she got pretty. She actually, when I was young, we used to play like concertos and stuff together.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, the piano teacher would make her learn too. So we'd go out and we'd be playing like these 17-page concertos. It was ridiculous. But no, my dad didn't really have anything on the musical side. He does karaoke every now and then.
Okay.
But who doesn't, you know?
So it sounds like you did eventually warm up to the piano.
I did, yeah. No, that's definitely, it's one of my go-tos in the studio, especially.
Yeah, and I've heard from a lot of musicians on this show in the past who had sort of similar experiences, starting out when they were real young on the piano, then moving on to, you know, another instrument of their choosing. But they'll usually tell me that that experience had a lot of value as far as developing musically. Was that the case for you?
Yeah, oddly enough, I hated all of it. And then now I'm like, wow, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me, ever, in general. I was like, you know, I wouldn't have had any of this background. I wouldn't be where I am in these shoes without that, you know.
What do you think it was that drew you to the guitar at 13? Because, I mean, you've kind of made it clear already that that was something you chose.
I know the exact answer to that one.
Okay.
I spent a lot of time on YouTube as a kid, you know, 13 years old. And I would find some of these bands, which I was very into pop punk. So it was like, they did all these like like really, really cheesy kind of, maybe not cheesy, but the bands were like the main all-time low. Some of these more pop punk, like Blink-182 influence, but definitely poppier, dedicated. Like, I can't say it was strictly two girls, like, but they were awesome in my opinion. I thought they were great. Mm-hmm. So I would watch their tour videos on YouTube, and I saw that they were all playing guitars, and like I would see their acoustic videos, and then, you know, some of these other artists would drop acoustic songs, and I was like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
Like I was influenced just from the get-go. It's like, if they can do that, I can do that. And so I was like, Mom, I want to play guitar. So started from there. But I'll never forget sitting on the couch watching those videos going, I'm going to tour like that one day.
Yeah.
I'm also going to play an instrument like that too.
Well, now I imagine other kids, you know, anybody with internet access can be following your YouTube channel and seeing the same thing and maybe getting inspired.
Get that plug. Yeah. Matt Walden. Yeah, you know, youtube.com/Matt Walden. You can find it all on there.
Okay. And, you know, when it comes to playing guitar, I understand you're largely self-taught. Again, going back to YouTube, like watching instructional videos.
YouTube has been the best friend that I never had. You know what I mean? Because you can find everything on there, or Google in general. But I was never one to pick up tabs, and so I'd watch other people play and see, like, where they put their fingers. And I was like, oh, so that's how you do it. And then I just play it from there.
Oh, wow.
Some songs are, like, crazy hard, though. Like,
yeah.
I'm still not, like, I would not say I'm fantastic at guitar. I say I scoot by nice and easy.
Okay.
But yeah, my primary thing of choice is this thing called a loop pedal that I usually have on the ground around me. And I just make different sounds and hit my guitar and beatbox and stuff. So
excellent.
That's more entertaining for me.
All right, layering it in there.
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, let's go ahead and hear our second song. Again, tell us what we're going to hear and give us a little introduction.
All right. Is it cool if I bring the vibe down a little bit?
Absolutely.
A little bit slower? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. I'm going to sing you guys a song called Yellow Rose. It started off as a poem about, you know, preserving something forever, which when you press a flower, you can save its color for a lot longer than when it's alive and it starts to fade and wilt and die. So I wanted to write a song about preserving somebody forever, and that's Yellow Rose. I hope you like it.
To see what they need to love everyone and be free. things would get easier. Once I made it, the money would roll in. I know this seems impossible, this insane situation we're in. They said things would get easier. Once I made it, the money would roll in. This insane situation we're in. But you're my rose, and this is my dream. You're all that I want. But what do I need? Took my heaviest book, and I placed you inside. With each breath that you took, rested soft by my side. Before your petals could fall, colors would fade. I preserve your heart and press you into the pages.
Amazing. Our guest today on Gulf Coast Live is Southwest Florida singer-songwriter Matt Walden. That was his song Yellow Rose, and that's one of your newer singles that just came out earlier this year, correct?
February.
Just
yeah.
Beautiful song.
And thank you.
Your vocals are just so smooth. Any formal vocal training in your past?
Not at all. No. Wow. And I know they could probably hear it on the radio. They're like, ooh. You know, I want to say I'm not really one for vices or like little making you feel like feel bad for me, but I did wake up right before this interview, so I'm sorry if my voice is a little rough. I keep having to clear it. I apologize. But
it's all right.
Cool.
Tell us about how you first started performing. Like once you just small informal groups of friends, open mic nights, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh man, that's a great question. So I got involved back in Bradenton. Is my hometown actually. I'm from Bradenton, Florida.
Okay.
It's like 2 hours north, and there's this foundation that I got involved with called the Del Couch Music Education Foundation. And pretty much he gave us studio time and helped us learn like all about studios and things of that nature. And he kind of started us to do like little concerts and festivals and foundation events around town. And so between that and like I played at school talent shows and things like that, which it never went over well. Don't get me wrong. Like trust me, it was not pretty. It was not good. So like if you're listening to this and you're an aspiring artist, it starts rough, but if you keep doing it, it'll get better. I promise.
Okay.
But
did
yeah.
Did anything really bad happen at a talent show, or you were just
no?
Were...
I just saw videos recently, and so I was like, oh god, like that did happen, didn't it? So yeah, no. It was I was like the kid with the long hair and the nice like surfer necklace.
Uh-huh,
you know?
Uh-huh.
That was me.
I can see it.
Was,
okay.
Oh, don't say that. No. but yeah. So he got us out there. We started to make music through his foundation. Started writing, and he was throwing shows and things of that nature. And Sam Wolf, I don't know if you know who that is. He was on American Idol a few seasons ago.
Okay.
Friend of mine. Yeah, and he's a really talented writer. That's for sure. But he had a couple shows right after Idol had aired, and I remember one of them I opened, and it was a nightmare. Don't let me know. It was the worst thing. I got up there, I was like, I'm gonna sing a song. I know what I'm gonna sing. I forgot all the words, and I got so embarrassed I walked off stage.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, yep, I'm gone.
Well, that kind of leads into my next question. You know, I was reading a nice write-up you had a while back in the Naples Daily News, and you had kind of touched on that. That you know, sense of anxiety that you used to have getting onto a stage, but I guess, how did you tackle that? Because I've seen you perform, and that's clearly not the case now.
Oh, thanks. No, actually, the show you saw me perform at, I was still really nervous.
Like, okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of, I think of it as an ongoing fight kind of with myself, and I have all of these audience members, like people that are supporting me to get through this fight. So it's kind of a weird image for someone to picture, but pretty much I'm battling my anxiety, and I'm battling that particular show in order for me to give you the best show that you could possibly see. So it's kind of been like a change for me, because initially I used to go up there and I was like, anxiety would kind of take over and stage fright and things of that nature. And now I go up there and I'm like, I'm going to give them the best thing they've ever seen. And it's going to take a lot out of me, but I'm going to do it because I want to and I know people need it.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Yeah.
Great attitude.
Thanks. Yeah. You just wake up in the morning, put pants on one leg at a time. You
just
know?
Like everybody else. Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and hear another tune. again, tell us what we're going to hear, Matt.
All right. That's a good question. So are you in the mood for something a little more poppy, a little slower?
Let's pick it up.
Pick it up a little bit. All right. Because I that's the thing. I write a lot of like kind of groovier, upbeat ones. Then I write a lot of slower ones. So, all right. This one, one of the first ones I did with the Del Couch Music Foundation. It's called Flip the Script, and it's just kind of like an angry song, but
all right.
I might mash it up with a couple like pop songs, so we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
I was sitting around, coming up with something new, when a girl like you came into my life. I thought I figured it out, but you changed it up somehow. What am I supposed to do now? Will you flip the script? You changed up the game. Ever since I met you, things just haven't been the same. But baby, baby, sometime you've gotta realize what you do to me. Now I was sitting around, coming up with something new. With a girl like you, came into my life. I thought I figured it out, but you changed it up somehow. What am I supposed to do now? Oh, you got me tongue-tied, I'm at a loss for words. Just like Noah and Allie, we can be some birds. But you changed up everything around me. Love struck, got me feeling like I'm crazy. But you're never gonna believe the kind of things she said to me. When she told me it was love, I really struggled to see what we could possibly be. You were so different to me. You got me down on my knees while I feel I'm sinking in your river of tears. And you call me captain, but whatever happened to this love had 4 years? It was hard to call it quits when I was the only one who gave it about us, yeah.
Alright, fingers crossed.
So to get down, good lord, baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, she don't play around. Cover much ground, got game by the pound. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day, I true play away. I can't get her out of my mind. Wow, think about the girl out of time, yeah, yeah. East side to the west side, catching fat rice, that's no surprise. She got tricks in the set, stacking up the cash. Fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, you know that she's got a habit. Cause baby, you're a perfect 10, I wanna get in. So let me get down so I go. I like the way you work it, no diggity. I'm gonna bag it up now. I like the way you work it, no diggity. I'm gonna bag it up. I like the way you work it, no diggity. I'm about to bag, gonna bag it up now. I like the way you work it. Isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends out at the table doing shots, drinking fast, and we talk slow. You come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I give it a chance. take my hand, stop. But then a man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. Singing like, girl, you know, I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. He said, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. Push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room. Now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your shape of you. Cause I was sitting around, coming up with something new. When a girl like you came into my life. Thought I figured it out, but you changed it up somehow. What am I supposed to do? Nah.
We'll end it there.
Oh, nice.
Thanks.
Matt, I imagine songs like that, when you're blending in different, other popular songs that folks know with your original works, that probably does well with live audiences.
Yeah, no, people love it. I studied that from Ed Sheeran. I saw whenever he would play live initially before he, got some popularity behind him. He would play a lot of songs with covers and things in his original song, so it would make people interested more in his original song.
Yeah.
Also, in a sense, it kind of takes away from the original song, but you're capturing a new audience to listen to that particular mashup.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's a double-edged sword, but it still works in your favor. So yeah, audiences love it. They're like, yeah, it's definitely, I love when you do that mashup. And I'm like, all right, cool, here we go.
Overall, do you have like an approach or a methodology when it comes to performing covers? Because, I mean, of course you want to showcase your original music.
Yeah.
But some people don't like to do covers, or if they do, they definitely want to make sure they put their own, stamp on
it. Twist on it.
Yeah, make it their
like
own.
That. Yeah. For the longest time, I was that person who was like, I don't want to put out covers. I want my originals to shine.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to see me for me. And like, I would shout it to the rooftops, but now it's more like, I think people love to hear their favorite songs. And if they love an artist and they want an artist to sing their favorite song, I don't think that can hurt you in any way. It can only help you. And plus, I mean, it's fun singing. Like, if you love music, why not do a cover? So now I just kind of initially will go home and listen to a song that I love. I'll learn the cover of it. And if someone requests something, I'm like, yeah, I'll learn it. I get a lot of people ask me to do, like, folk songs like James Taylor and like Simon and Garfunkel. And I'm like, wow, it's awesome. I have to go home and learn all these now.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I think there's nothing wrong with covers. But I did have there is a stigma towards them from artists that are kind of against covers as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're like, oh, my original music is superior. Come on. I mean, they're good songs for a reason. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Might as well give them our light.
Yeah. On that topic of original music, tell us a bit about your approach to songwriting. Are you a disciplined songwriter in the sense that you like set aside time on a regular basis to write, or is it more like when the inspiration strikes?
It's a great question. I like to think that I could try sometimes to be that disciplined songwriter. I don't think it always ends up that way.
Mm-hmm.
I will allocate time where I'll sit down and I'll be like, I'm going to write a song right now. And then an hour will go by and I go, I've got absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
So
it might just be a way to waste some time every day.
Pretty much. But I'll tool around on the guitar. I might come up with like a little riff or something. But most of the time, I don't know if anyone else is like this. I think I might be weird. But usually at 3 a.m., I'm the most creative human I've ever been in my entire life. And so I'll wake up, not even wake up, I'll just be awake, and I'll be like, there's a song. And I'll like sit there and I'll jot it all down with voice notes, and I'll be like, oh, this is it. And then I'll take it to my studio. I'll be up to like 6 just making music. I lack sleep a lot.
Is there a typical way that when you're creating a song that it comes about? Like, do the lyrics tend to come first, or a melody, or does it just vary?
I think it all varies. It used to be a certain way, and then I started hearing people ask that exact question to other artists. I was like, oh, that's a great question. And then I started getting melodies first and then started getting lyrics first. And I was like, I guess it's just everything, a little bundle of it.
Yeah, and I noticed you had talked earlier about your song Yellow Rose, which actually started out as a poem. Do you write poetry, like, just aside, like without the intent of it being a song?
That one I did.
Oh, okay.
I've never done it other than that. For some reason, I was sitting down on a bed. I think it was at my girlfriend's house, and as I was sitting there, I was like, I want to write a poem, because I think she had like flowers hanging up in her room. She's all artsy and cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, yeah, I need to write a poem. I just feel it in me that like right now in this very moment, I need to jot down this poem. And I wrote this little, I don't know how many lines it was, or it was like two stanzas or something like that. But I don't really know poetry, the technicalities of it. But I got it out and I was like, wow, that's really pretty. And then it got buried in my notes for a year.
Ah.
Yeah, and then it came back up one day and I was doing, wait a second, pull out my notes, and I was like, I took my happy. I was like, oh, yeah, that's it. That's the song now.
All right. All
Which,
right.
I've been really blessed, man, because I was completely, sorry for like just jumping in and saying something.
No, of course.
But I was completely blown away at the fact that people wanted to listen to a 6.5 minute song. You know, because like I know it's long, it's hard to sit through sometimes, but there's an audience for people out there who want that, because it's my second most streamed song on Spotify.
Oh.
Yeah, which is absolutely bewildering to me, because like, I had people that I showed it to initially who were like, it's way too long. Like, no one's going to want to hear that. You know what I mean? And I was like, oh, bummer. And, you know, 250,000 streams later, I was like, wow, you know.
Excellent.
People do want to listen to it.
Yeah, sometimes they do. Yeah.
It's cool.
Well, let's go ahead and hear our fourth tune from you.
Yeah.
Tell us what you're going to select for us.
All right, let's go from the... I wrote this song called Superficial, and it's funny because it's about not being superficial. So it goes like this. You know those girls, they got nothing on you. You are my world, I want nothing but you. Now I'm not superficial, but I can blow the whistle and say that you're the one for me. If you like me too initial, we can make this official. I would gladly give you that for free. You got me singing like ba-da-da-da, 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 ba-da-da-da. Bum, 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 ba-da-da-dum, 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 bum, bum. I'm singing and taking my time, can't figure out all my rhymes, baby. Soaking in all of your shine, can't keep you off of my mind, baby. Yeah, you really got me at a loss for words. La-di-da-di, la-di-da, you make my heart hurt right now. Feeling like I'm diving in the ocean, yeah. Swimming in a pool of my emotions, yeah. Feeling like I got me a promotion, yeah. Every day it's just a different notion, yeah. No, 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 no. You got me singing like ba-da-da-da, 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 ba-da-da-da. I'm not superficial, I'm not superficial, but if you think I am, but if you think I am, you can blow that whistle, you can blow that whistle, if you give a damn, no, no, if you give a damn. Singing like I'm not superficial, but if you think I am, yeah, you can blow that whistle. If you give a damn, no, 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 but it don't, but it don't, but it don't. Bum 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 ba-da. Ba-na-na-na-num bum ba. Ba-da-da-dum. Ba-da-da-dum. Ba-da-da-da-dum. Ba-na-na-na-num bum ba. You know those girls, they got nothing
on you. Yeah.
And that was Matt Walden's original song, Superficial. That's one of the newer singles you've got
January.
Out, right?
January. Yeah. Which, year. Terrible timing. It's a summer song, and I put it out, and, like, it's cold. And I was like, all right, cool. Yeah.
Well, just to remind our listeners, today's edition of Gulf Coast Live is not taking calls because the show is being previously recorded. But you can still get in touch with us through Facebook at WGCU Public Media or send us a message via Twitter. We're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. And I wanted to take the conversation back to the songwriting approach here. And I had mentioned back at the beginning of the hour, your songs seem to draw from very personal experiences, but are presented in a way that's very relatable, you know, broadly to your audience. And I'm wondering if that's intentional in the sense of, do you keep your audience in mind when you're in the writing process?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah. Especially that song. A lot of the times I think of the song live when I'm playing it on stage, mm-hmm. and that influences how it's going to come down. Or like songs like Yellow Rose. That one, some of them are super personal, but I realize that once a song's out, it's no longer my song. It's an audience's song to digest and kind of take it for what it is. So I they teach us back in like middle school, when you're dissecting authors' words and they're like, what did he mean by the blue hat?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what did he mean by the blue hat? And you're like, it was just a hat that was blue. No, he was sad. Yeah. And that sad hat symbolizes why his wife left him. You know what I mean? It goes that deep. Yeah. And so I was like, you know, if there's an art to being a little more vague in music and making people kind of digest it and take it for what they need in that moment, so be it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I go about writing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I guess, have you ever written songs that you felt were just like almost too personal that you weren't even comfortable performing them?
A couple. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. And Yellow Rose is definitely one of them.
Yeah.
Because it feels like it's such a personal song to me, because not only is it about preserving someone forever, and it touches on like what I think my career could turn into eventually, where it's like they said things would get easier once I made it, the money would roll in. I know this seems impossible, this insane situation we're in. So it's like it's sometimes I project thinking mm-hmm. like this could be my reality, and it hurts me to constantly say it out loud, but I mean, people take it for what they want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I push myself to get over it and kind of let them take it.
Well, let's talk about your experience with recording. And we've touched on that a bit with, starting out with the Del Couch Music Education Foundation, again, out of the Manatee School for the Arts in Palmetto.
Yeah.
Is that an organization, a foundation, something you're still connected with today?
So I'm technically considered an alumni.
Okay.
Now, yeah, which is really cool because I don't know when the transition happened, but it did. And uh-huh. so like they were talking about it. But I keep up with Del constantly, and always going to him for like advice on songs or anything I'm really doing. But I do keep up with them. I don't record over there anymore.
Yeah.
No. I have a studio here locally that I go to, which is pretty cool.
Do you enjoy the experience of recording versus performing live? I mean, because I've talked with some folks who just, they feed off the audience and
yeah.
as much as they enjoy creating in the studio, it's almost like tedious, can get that way.
Stressful.
Yeah.
It's very stressful because like you're working on something that's not out yet. No one knows about it. And you have to put it out and you have to hope for the best. It's like you're crossing your fingers the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
I love it because I love the feeling of seeing a song get put together, and I kind of like the stress of it, to be honest with you. I know it's very unhealthy, but like yeah. it's like it feels like good motivation to keep doing it every time I go back in there.
Yeah. It sounds like you can have fun with it too, though.
Yeah.
Like I was listening to Walden yesterday.
Thanks.
And actually, I've been listening to all of them for a week or so now.
Sweet.
But I noticed like on Leap of Faith, it starts off on the recording, you get like that scratch. It's like simulating
yeah.
the listener listening to it on a record player.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you get to put in those touches.
You need to be a little more creative.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. That's for sure. Thank you for listening to my song. Wow. Yeah, Leap of Faith was a fun one because like we listened to the whole thing back as it was acoustic, and I was like, Nah, it needs something. It needs like a texture. I like doing that a lot. I like little textures to kind of make it stand out more. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I'm going to make it sound like it's vinyl cracking and I'm very far away. And I did it. And so I'm glad you appreciated it. Yeah, thank you.
Well, let's go ahead and hear another song from you. Again, tell us what we're going to hear.
Yeah, okay. All right. So since you guys seem pretty cool, I'm gonna play you one that's not out yet. It's actually, I'll play you a little snippet off my phone later, too. It's my equivalent of an 80s pop song.
Okay.
I like to think that I'm in a John Hughes movie whenever I listen to it. And
just remember, Sherwin, Illinois is not a real place.
Sorry. But I don't know. It's pretty much about my journey so far in music and what I've gone through. So hopefully someone somewhere can relate. If not, sorry.
Is this yet untitled?
No, it's called Catch Me If You Can.
Catch Me If You
Can. Yeah.
Old, I'm all on my own. Ran away from a place called home. Wanted to see where this dream would go. So many new faces along. Don't know. go the past and watch the road. This is how my life unfolds.
All right, our guest today is Southwest Florida singer, songwriter, and guitarist Matt Walden, performing his original song, Catch Me If You Can. This is an exclusive here.
On the DL.
On the DS. Hasn't been released yet. And of course, we're going to be hearing him perform a few more songs for the remainder of the hour.
Oh, yeah.
But you can also go to mattwaldenmusic.com to find out more and find out when and where he'll be performing around Southwest Florida. And I just wanted to jump back into Walden for a minute here.
Sure.
There was one song in particular, Dreams.
Mm.
Like, I got to the end and I literally just restarted it.
Really?
And I just wanted to know if there was, you know, kind of a personal story behind that song in particular.
You know,
it's not the newest album, I know.
No. Well, talking about certain songs like that kind of ruins the magic for people sometimes, you know.
When okay.
you give them
well,
the story
can...
behind it. Yeah, no, but I'm not going to be defensive about it. I'll absolutely tell you. I remember I was kind of projecting again in the future with that one, where it was like, I think I say something about a gin and tonic, because it, how's it go? Oh my God, it was like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. It was ironic because I fell for you in fall. This gin and tonic's got me thinking of it all. How it used to be just you and me that I had to act like autumn leaves. Now all I do is sit and grieve. You've got me right down on my knees screaming. I was thinking kind of like a lonely guy in the future who lost his love because he had to choose between a girl and his dreams, and I don't think that's a fair choice. But I haven't had to deal with that yet. Hopefully I don't have to deal with that in the future, but thanks for listening to it. I personally when I go back and listen to that record, I was like, wow, why did people listen to this?
Because well,
like the new quality
their own worst critic.
Of course. No, I just thought I'm like I could do so much better. But thank you so much. That means a lot that you like that one.
Yeah. Well, and you know, so far, just in today's studio broadcast, we've heard two of your singles that came out this year.
Mm-hmm.
You just played for us a song that hasn't been released yet. So I have to ask, is there a forthcoming album dropping later
yeah.
this year?
Yeah, we were talking a little bit about that earlier. I think you can definitely expect another song.
Okay.
As for an album, I have one. I just can't tell you much about it. We'll
okay.
go with that. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So right now it's classified.
It's under wraps. Yeah.
Okay.
There's a the FBI are interested in the song. It's, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm really bad with dad jokes. You know, if this ever happens again, you'll find that out really quick.
Okay.
But yeah, it's I can't talk about it.
Okay. Well, I did mention at the top of the show, you've taken your music on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I know at least once before, touring around the East Coast, playing at venues like Rockwood Music Hall in New York. Tell me about that experience, and have you had a chance to do it since?
Yeah, actually, that was 2 years ago. So that was like, I had this inkling to go tour the U.S. and do it, fingers crossed, and hope people came to shows. And so some shows would have 5 people, some shows would have 30, some shows would have 70. And then I was able to play a couple bigger festivals and slots at decent, like, all right, I'm gonna break the news to you. I used to post on Vine a long time ago, and I grew a little following through Vine, and I made a lot of friends and connections in the social media world. And I was not huge. Don't let me fool you. I was not like a huge Viner, but I was able to get a few opportunities playing some social media conferences and things like Playlist Live.
Wow.
And those were like kind of big, like lots of people. So if I'm like, sing this, and they all sing it, and I'm like, wow, I want this every night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So like the Rockwood, I think we had like 10 people at the Rockwood, and then you go to play for like, I don't know, there's probably like 600 people in the crowd in front of me, maybe more, and like the entire auditorium. I was like, dang, like this is cool. But yeah, the coffee shop tour was very humbling, and it definitely inspired me to keep going out and doing it. Whereas, like, I started getting more, like, press play. David Graham is a guy who did this tour called Press Play, and pretty much he took us around the country a little bit, mainly the East Coast. And we would play different shows with a bunch of different influencers and social media kids online, some other singers and stuff, and we would play for audiences of, like, 300. And it was awesome because, you know, we're meeting new people and playing for an audience that had no clue who we were before. And that kind of was huge when it came to growing a fan base.
All right. But, all right. Well, we are, the hour goes by fast. We're almost at the end here. So we've only got time for about one more song. So just real briefly, I want to say we've been treated this hour of Gulf Coast Live with music and conversation with Southwest Florida guitarist and singer-songwriter Matt Walden. You can check out more of Matt's music on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music, and SoundCloud, or just go to his website, mattwaldenmusic.com, and you can catch him performing live this coming Saturday, September 22nd, at Fancy's Southern Cafe in Fort Myers. And Matt Walden, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us and sharing your music today with us and our listeners.
Am I playing Fancy's? You know more than I do. No, that's not this Saturday, the following Saturday.
Right. Well, when folks hear this, it'll be the next Saturday. Gotcha.
Okay, look at me ruining the surprise. I know you said we're on the top of the hour right now. Is there still a chance to sneak a little preview for one of the songs? I kind of want you to get that 80s feel.
Sure.
Real quick. Yeah. Don't tell anyone. Let's find it. I'm like really excited about this song. Like,
okay.
I listen to it in my car all the time. So it's still rough. It's not mixed yet. But... Breakfast Club all day. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, mom's driving me to Saturday detention.
Right? Yeah. All right, I'll leave you there. I'll leave you there.
Right.
All right. Okay. One more song. Sorry.
All right. Well, just before we have you play, I just have to get through a couple things.
Sure.
Our show today was produced by Richard Chinqui and yours truly. Our director is Richard Chinqui, and our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm John Davis. This is WGCU-FM Fort Myers 90.1, WMKO Marco Island 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida. Matt Walden, take us out.
This one's called Milestone. In the moment that she walked in, wanna know everything about her. Does she still talk with her father? Do they not speak anymore? It's the cardinal sin. The things I think about her, lusting 2 feet an hour, but I don't know which direction I'm headed in. Love, maybe tonight we will stand alone, are afraid of what's unknown. This could be a milestone. When I asked you to be my girl, nervous for your answer. My heart started beating faster. Minutes turned to hours in my head. 6 years have passed. I still think about that moment. Now you're the mother of the children that I'm holding. Maybe tonight we won't stand alone, because we aren't afraid of what's unknown. This could be a, this could be a, this could be a milestone. I'll still fight for you, even if we fight all night. We can make it through to see the morning light. I'll still fight for you,
even if we fight all night. We can make it through to see the morning light. This could be ya. This could be ya. This could be a milestone. In the moment that she walked in, I knew everything about her. She still talks with her father.